Welcome to Connect Church. What a beautiful sunny day it was today. A little chilly, but sunny. So we just wanted to welcome everyone. Glad that you could make it. Just so that you're aware, you can visit our website. It's connectchurchbigrapids.org, and there's lots of information there. You can find out what's going on with the church, different announcements, that stays up to date. So I just wanted to let everybody know that on Tuesday, April 30th, starting at 6 p.m., there's going to be a volunteer meeting for Celebrate Recovery. Woo! We're getting there. Woo-hoo! So if you're interested in helping in any way, please attend. It will be at the Community Connect building at 114 North Michigan Street. So if you just think I could be a great greeter, please come to the volunteer meeting. If you want to volunteer in any other way, please show up, because a lot of hands help in that meetings and make it go smoothly. The kickoff for the public is going to be on May 2nd, Thursday, May 2nd. So that's exciting. It's only a couple weeks away.
Amen. Come on.
The volunteer meeting, 6 p.m. It is on April 30th, Tuesday. I think that's a Tuesday. So then, so Celebrate Recovery kicks off on May 2nd. It'll be every Thursday thereafter. And it's for anyone who has a hurt, habit, and a hang-up. Anybody got those out there? Yeah, every one of us, right? So it's a great place just to start healing for some of those things and to be in a confidential place where we can share and learn to heal together. So those meetings will be starting May 2nd on Thursdays, again at the Community Connect Center, 114 North Michigan Street, and those are from 6:30 to 8:30. So I think that's all the announcements I have. Let's just open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this evening. Thank you that we're able to gather in a public place, Father God, and worship you. We just ask that the Spirit flow freely through this place this evening, that the altars always open up the front of the stage, Father God. If anyone needs prayer, they can come up for that, Father, and that we're just free to worship however you lead us to do that. So we just thank you for this time that we're able to be in your presence. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Oh, now it's my turn. Hey, everybody. I have a surprise for you tonight. I have some friends here with me. Now, you guys are supposed to get a little bit more excited. That's what I was hearing, y'all. All right, so for you guys that have been here before, I have Solomon here with David. I love these kids, man. I call them kids. They're men, but to me, they're kids. but I'll tell you what I love about them is what they do through song, and the message that they have through their song is a story of their life testimony. So if you just listen, the words are going to be on the screen. We'll try to keep up. So this might be something a little different for some of you guys. Some of you might cringe, but I'll tell you what, pay attention to the words.
Amen.
If anything, pay attention to the message of the music. So here, I am here to introduce Black Autumn Roses.
Amen.
It's been so long, I've been so strong, you're throwing it off track. So who are you to come back now? It's been so long, now you're coming around. So who are you to walk back in my after you ran away and left me holding the night? I wasn't ready to know. Now you're coming home.
You have no idea how much drama you've caused. Please leave, I don't want the drama, cause I'm not ready for you to stay. You can break away, you can fade away, you can run.
after you ran away and left me holding on. Oh, I wasn't ready to know that you're coming home. It's almost like I sent you to test me. Do I seem to ignore the mess you left me? When you left me, what's it like to sleep? Is it easy? How you guys feel when you leave me? Don't you feel proud because you made the first move? All I ever wanted was to never give up. I can have something that I hate so bad. So now to hear the truth of you, I'm just getting mad. From personal depth, all we had is trash. So take back and take back and leave me in the past. I ain't trying to take back into my life. And I was just learning to survive. It's not fair, I was starting to thrive. I finally cleared all of you out of my.
Who are you to come back down? It's been so long,
it's been so long.
So who are you to walk back in my life after you ran away and left me holding the night? I wasn't ready to know. Now you come
back home. And now you come back after so long. Just stay gone after all the silence turns to violence. Brand new holes in the walls where we can hide it. See, nothing's wrong, but nothing's right. I'm burning like a fire, but I'm cold this night. So please try to survive this one more time. Cause I'm kinda craving this one last lie, oh yeah? So tell me how you change. But it never gets better, you're still the same. And the worst part is every part of me wants to believe you. Trust me, it's true, but it won't be long now. And the screams are ringing out, ready till it's broke, going pouring out the mouth. And I wanna help me grow so toxic. Maybe I get back, but I'm pissed
off,
busted.
So who are you to call my phone? It's been so long, now you're coming home.
How we doing, Connector? Yeah. Man, I gotta tell ya, we are so grateful that you guys keep inviting us back. It means a ton. You can imagine that not a lot of churches bring us back more than once, if at all. So we do really appreciate you and your pastor for bringing us back. That song was called
Coming Home.
And it's about a parental relationship that went kind of sour and somebody that left and has come back to try to repair it and the resentment that follows that. This next song is called A Matter of Reflection. And it translates to us being what we are and not really being accepted by a church. We're both very deeply religious, but our music has never followed a worship tone. And so we have received a lot of backlash from churches or people from the Christian faith. And this song kind of sums up that frustration. So this one's called A Matter of Reflection.
We love you, Dave.
Touch is more or less conceited. They said it's dangerous, outrageous, and they don't want to see it. I said it's part of me, it's hard to see, but I have to keep it. They said that pain is just a matter of perception, but I said this is shame and it's a matter of reflection. I'm journaling my journey on my path to find redemption. The failures that I make, cause I can't always make you get. It's just a story that I'm telling, shattered glass all around. It's just the memoirs of a monster from the past that I found. It's just the reason to life, finding a reason to breathe. But the problem is, I can never find what I need.
I'm falling deeper in my mind.
Falling in my mind.
And I can't seem to see your light.
And I can't seem to see your light.
Andre.
Your own hand.
With your
a traitor. Call me a sinner or call me your savior. Put me in a mold to fit your little box. Tell me everything I am and then everything I'm not. I've seen the worst that life has to offer. This isn't fair. I'm writing tears on top of tragedies, but since when did you care? I'm looking for some help, but just know you were never there. So you don't get to tell me what to do. Let that be clear. See, God told me that I have to be tougher. And so I don't know why I'm here, but while I am, I have to suffer. But I'm not mad. I know it's all a part of the plan. But forgive me, Lord, cause like them, I don't always understand.
You pick the pieces of my heart, then paint them black so I look
black so I look more.
But I'll change. Your mind is missing.
It's beyond your comprehension. You're just building the tension.
For what? I'm not offended, not ascended. We don't live a low dimension.
Just accept it. I am hectic. You don't get it. Please respect it. I will never give up who I am. Just to fit your checklist. I can't be your builder, fool, the child anymore. The things that I have seen live in my head way too more. My past is just a story, and I'm the open book to tell it. I write down all my problems just to find a way through it. I only ever want to feel like I have been accepted. I only ever want to breathe before they roll the credits.
So I'll drain,
so I'll drain
all my pain,
all my pain,
until it falls like the rain.
Okay.
And I'll explain.
And I'll explain.
Over again.
All over again.
Join the sand.
Favorite, because if you guys have seen us play before, you know that Solomon sits on that bass. Solomon is actually an incredibly gifted guitar player, and the song that we're playing next is called Au Revoir, and there's a story to that, but we'll get to that in a second. But the original song does not have much electric guitar on it at all, but Solomon wanted to give you guys his own guitar solo prepared especially for this church. So this version of the song does not exist anywhere else, and he has done a lot of work to make sure that he gets this solo right where it needs to be. So we'll get to see Solomon on the electric today, so that's pretty sweet.
Amen.
So Au Revoir is it's kind of a long story, so I'm going to give you a little bit of a testimony just to introduce the song properly. But I dealt with a lot of mental health issues growing up. I'm sure a lot of people can kind of relate to that, especially in today's society. There's a lot of brokenness everywhere. And one thing I've realized is that the further we get from God, the closer we get to our own destruction. And this was so evident in my life. I, you know, if you guys have heard us play In the Arms of Angels or any of those songs, you know that, you know, I had a brother that passed away. And I was very young at the time, so it didn't correlate in my head until I got older. And then as I got older, I started to blame God for it. You know, which is a very tempting thing. You know, we all say, God, why'd you do this to me? Why'd you do that? Why? It's not fair. Like, we have any say in anything in life. Like, we're the creator and we're in charge. Because we tend to think that we're very special and that everything that happens to us only happens to us. And that's where I was. I mean, it was a place of incredible self-centered narcissism where I just sat there and thought, man, my life is so hard. God, this isn't fair. Why would you do this to me? Like, I don't have food in my belly, or I don't get to drink water anywhere, you know? Like, there are people that have a lot worse, but that doesn't connect. And so, I started thinking about me, and I blamed God, and I just pushed him away. And the farther I pushed him away, the more I started to flirt with self-harm tendencies. And it progressed to the point where, eventually, there was a whole plan, and some very bad things were going to happen. And thankfully, I had someone that I could reach out to, that sent me to Pine Rest. And I was in inpatient care at Pine Rest for a week, which is a great Christian organization. They help a lot of people. And I was humble enough at this point to say, okay, I do need help, and I don't want it to end like this. So I went and got all that help, and then I met my wonderful girlfriend, who got me going back to church. You think I'm great. She is kind of the force behind that. It was like, David, I want to start going to church, and we did. And it grew from there, and I started to change my life around. And then it was the craziest thing. The closer I got to God, the further I got away from waking up and not feeling like I can get to the through the day, or feeling so tired I can't sleep, and I'm so anxious all the time. And now I live a very peaceful life in comparison. And just getting closer to God, all of a sudden all these problems kind of fade away. You know, I never understood like giving thanks to God before. And now I wake up and I go to work, and if something goes wrong, you know, I have a lot of responsibility at work, so if something goes wrong, it's on my shoulders, and normally that just tear up my stomach, I'd be so anxious, and now I just go, what are we doing, God? What's going on with this? And it always works out, you'd be surprised. So, this next song talks about that experience and the overcoming coming out of the other side, because we do have some dark songs, and we wanted to bring a song that shows you the other side of it. So this song's called Au Revoir, and that's what it correlates to.
Better than the life that they used to define me. And now you're better than the life that
Share Jehovah Raha, R-O-H-I. And this is the Hebrew word for shepherd. Jehovah is God's personal name in scripture. So Jehovah Raha means the Lord is my shepherd. It is one of God's many names in the Bible. It's a Hebrew root word meaning to feed. And he came to mean the shepherd who feeds his flock. The image of God caring for us like a loving shepherd cares for his sheep is one of the most familiar and loved scriptures that God shares with us. So just listening to some of these songs and knowing even through hurt, God's our shepherd and he feeds us.
Amen. Right?
He heals us. He gives us food. He gives us water. He feeds us. He's our shepherd. So this is just a time to give back. And like I always say, this altar, even though it's a school during the week on Saturdays, this is our church. So this altar is always open for you to worship however you want, for you to come up and ask for prayer, for you to just be on your knees in front of the Lord and lay whatever you have at his feet and be at peace and just let it go, because he takes our burdens and he's our shepherd. He feeds us and he waters us and He'll heal us.
Amen.
So let's just go to the Lord in prayer before we continue with worship. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time. Thank you that you are our shepherd. Thank you that you feed us. Thank you for giving us your son as the lamb, the ultimate sacrifice, Father, who shed that blood for each and every one of us. There's healing in that, Father. And I just thank you for wrapping us in your arms this evening, Father God. Thank you for just loving us where we're at. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Will you all stand and join us in worship? When you walk into the room, everything changes. Darkness starts to tremble at the light that you bring. And when you walk into the room, every heart starts burning, 'cause nothing matters more than just to sit here at your feet and worship. We worship you. Every hopeless situation ceases to exist, and you walk into the room. The dead begin to rise, cause there's resurrection life, and all you do.
Something that Brother Solomon and I do together. The song is called Thief, and it's sung by Third Day. And it's about the two thieves on the cross. If you remember at Calvary, as Jesus was placed on the cross, there were two thieves on either side of him. For me, this is one of the greatest love stories in the Bible. Because it says here in Luke 23:32, see, there were also two other criminals led away with him to be put to death. And when they had come to the place called Calvary, they crucified him and the criminals, one on the right and one on the left. And even after everything that Jesus Christ had been through, slapped, mocked, had his flesh ripped from the bone, he cries out and says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Amen.
Well, see, and they divided his garments and they cast lots, and the people stood looking on. But see, even the rulers with them sneered, saying, he saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Christ, the chosen of God. See, so the soldiers also mocked him, coming and offering him sour wine, and saying, if you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. See, and an inscription was also written over him in letters of Greek, Latin, and Hebrew, saying, this is the king of the Jews. See, then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, if you are the Christ, save yourself and save us. But the other thief on the other side, he rebuked him, answering, saying, do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? And we, indeed, justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. And then the thief looks over to Jesus. He said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.
Amen. I am a king.
I just had church about five times, y'all. I'm going to release the kids, y'all. Kids, before I forget. Dave, I didn't forget this time. Well, you know what it was, is I saw this really tall guy walking down the aisle, so I figured I'd better do that. Wow. Well, hey, everybody. I want to say, everybody, can we give all these guys a hand over here? Man, I love the message that comes through your song, and you know, if it wasn't for you, I hope you were paying attention to the words, because they really have meaning.
Amen.
You know what, and I'll have these guys back anytime. As many times as I could get them, actually. But they're great. Michaela, thank you. Having a husband and wife team together,
come on.
That's just a beautiful thing. Yes, you can clap for them, too. All right, so I told you guys, tonight's going to be a little bit different. I got a couple of things going on here. Amanda Hahn's going to come here in a few minutes. Right now, I'm going to bring my brand new friend, Yvonne, up. Come on up, Yvonne. See, one thing about Connect Church, my heart is to mobilize the church. That's my heart, to mobilize outside the four walls. Understood, right?
Amen.
Because connecting to Christ, live to love, connecting to community, love to serve. That's who Connect Church is. And see, I got a phone call, and I got to introduce this wonderful lady. And this is the first time we've met face to face. And I'm going to tell you what, she's going to give you an opportunity. She's going to tell you about something coming. And I'm going to ask you all, man, jump on board and pray about it. Here you go, Miss Yvonne.
Hi, it's good to be here. And these guys, you guys were just wonderful, awesome, and anointed. And I'm so thankful we had a chance to hear you tonight in this place. So I am here because I want to share with you about the National Day of Prayer coming up May 2nd, Thursday, May 2nd. And we are inviting you to participate with us. This is my first year being the prayer coordinator, the events coordinator for this area. I'm originally from Traverse City, and so very involved there, but this is my first year doing this here. So we're going to have a spot at the Community Connect Center, and then at the courthouse over on, I don't even remember the name. what is that?
Stewart
Street. I'm sorry I didn't have that information with me, but I've been sending it out all week long, well, for a couple of weeks now, and I still didn't remember it. But anyways, we want to give you an invitation to come out, participate, and pray with us. Pray for your community. As you know, days are getting dark.
Amen.
Days are getting dark. And if you don't have the light, and if your light's not very bright, it's going to be hard to see, and it's going to be hard to navigate where you're going and where you want to go, where you want to take your family. So I encourage you to come out and pray for your community. Pray for your church. Pray for your city officials. Pray for your state officials. Pray for your country.
Amen.
Because we need it. I want to invite you to Osceola County, also Reed City. We're going to be praying in front of the sheriff's office there because my husband and I are correctional chaplains there for the Osceola County Jail. And I think you have it on your website, the different times that things are going to be happening, so you can check that out. And I have a couple of scriptures that I would like to share with you before I hand the microphone back.
Amen.
Maybe some of you are familiar with this. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
Amen.
We are his people. We are called by his name. We need to pray. We need to humble ourselves. We need to seek his face. You know, it doesn't matter what you've done, but you come to the place of humility before the Lord, brokenness and humility before the Lord, and seek his face.
Amen.
Repent, and he says he will heal our land.
Woo!
Let's take that serious.
Amen.
Because it is a serious matter. 2 Samuel 22:29-31 is the theme this year for the National Day of Prayer. It says, "For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. For by thee I run through a troop. By my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him." So quick prayer before I let you go. Lord Jesus, I just pray these two prayers for the people, for this church, for the community people. We declare, God, that we are your people. We declare that we are called by your name, O Lord. And we thank you, Father God, for the opportunity to come together with brothers and sisters, those that have the same mind, the same goal, the same purpose in mind for the community and for our state and for our country, God. We know that you are our lamp, God. If we don't have a lamp, if we don't have enough oil in our lamp, God, we're not going to be able to see, Lord. But I declare today that coming together as of right this minute, God, we do have light. We do have oil, and we can see where we're going, Father God, because we are standing on your word, Father God, and your word is truth, Father. Oh, we thank you for your truth today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Yvonne, can you give me time and date?
Okay, May 2nd at the Community Connect Center. We will be meeting there at 9 a.m. and then at the courthouse. So those that want to go to the Community Connect Center and pray there, you're more than welcome to pray. I will be there for a short while. Then I'm going to go over to the courthouse about 9:15, 9:30. And then I'll be there till 10:30. And then I'm going to head over to Reed City and pray in front of the sheriff's office at 11. So, yeah, like I said, the address for all those locations are on your church website. I think. I'm not sure. I forgot
we'll
to check. I'm sorry.
We'll get them there. Thank you, Miss Yvonne. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. See, the enemy thinks he's on the move, but God's on the move. You see that? You see that? You want to get involved with Miss Yvonne? I want to get involved because guess what? I'm going to be there. And I'm going to tell you what, I guarantee, I bet I could ask Amanda right now, and I think I already talked to Randy about being in front of the courthouse. Amen? Come on. And we're going to have a bunch of red shirts out there. That means we're associate chaplains. That's because everybody deserves to be loved.
Amen.
See, this is what the enemy wants to do to you. 2 Corinthians 4, 8, 9, one of my favorite scriptures. We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair.
Yes.
Persecuted, but not abandoned. Right. Struck down, but we ain't destroyed.
That's right.
All right. So join us May 2nd. At Community Connect, downtown, 114 North Michigan Avenue. Also, 9:30, join us at the courthouse. Y'all better start getting noisy up in here.
Amen.
God is moving. Mobilize the church, man. Remember what we talked about last week? We talked about culture. We have the opportunity, the capability to change the culture around us.
Amen.
Amen. All right, so now I got a real treat for you. Told you it was going to be different tonight. That's what I love about this church. God just has his way. So I brought another very dear friend of mine, and they are have started a nonprofit organization called the Jonah Foundation. These people are very near and dear to my heart. Randy Hahn is the chaplain of the Mikasa County Jail, also the associate pastor out at Woodville Community Church. And I just fell in love with these guys, and the ministry that they do is just so incredibly amazing. So at this time, if you would put your hands together for Amanda Hahn.
Amen.
I might not have to say nothing tonight.
I was going to ask you, what time is church?
You're good. I don't put God on a time clock. Y'all get bored, you can leave.
Can you actually stay with me, Pastor?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
This has been such an incredible evening. Oh my gosh, look at Connect Church, how big you are! Woo! Can take time out and get up here.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
I would really like to give the good news. Can you keep me accountable by being the pastor so that I'm not preaching at your people?
Oh, preaching to them. Come on.
So we have heard some amazing music today about the hurt and sorrows of our own dying flesh, right? Amen. These deceptive hearts that we are enslaved to and the sin of the world. And yet we can look at a sunrise and we can know that that painting says something about the painter.
That's right.
That's right.
We know that we crave perfection because we understand perfection exists.
Amen.
We have been created by God as image bearers of God, made to worship. And I promise you, if you're not worshiping God, you will worship something.
Amen.
Come on.
We have been given a conscience to understand right from wrong, and yet this insatiable flesh keeps us to go toward the wrong.
Amen.
All of us flee the presence of God. Not one of us has seeked him out. Not really, when we were dead in our sins and transgressions, right?
That's right.
Amen.
And that all started in the garden between Adam and Eve, and when sin entered humanity, and it has been a struggle ever since.
Amen.
And you're not alone if you're struggling.
That's right.
We all struggle.
That's right.
At the very perfect moment, God sent his son. Mm-hmm. He left heaven to be born of a virgin, 100% God,
that's right,
100% man,
come on,
to walk this earth and have the human experience.
Amen.
He has gone through every sorrow you have fallen into. He has gone through every struggle. He has been tempted in every way. In fact, he had no ability to give into temptation. He had no sin nature. You want to talk about tension.
Amen.
And he also lived to die.
Amen.
This perfect lamb who never sinned was condemned by man. So if you ever wondered what man would do if you lived a perfect life, he can tell you.
Amen.
That's right.
He went to the cross so that God's wrath could be satisfied against sin, so that God could always be the just judge and wouldn't have to overlook your sin, but rather sent his son to pay your debt.
Amen.
When God looks at Christ on the cross, he sees you. When he sees you, he sees Christ. That's amazing.
Amen.
That's a free gift. If you have been given the ability to understand that you're a sinner in need of a Savior, to understand that your life is imperfect and that you want to become more perfected in Christ, if you've been given the ability to confess and repent of your sins, do it, please.
Amen.
That gate is narrow and very few find it. So if you have that ability, please take this day to accept the free gift that God has offered you through his son, Jesus Christ, who died on that cross, said the words tetelestai, which means it is finished. It is a judgment that has been called.
Amen.
He has paid the full penalty of your sin.
Hallelujah.
For you, so that you can be in relationship directly with God. And Jesus promises that those who believe that he has died and been raised again for their sin will have everlasting life with the Father. That we are not left without any help. We're not left as orphans, but we are given the Spirit of God to live within us.
Amen. Amen.
That Spirit that lives within you is what transforms you.
Amen.
So if you're striving for perfection, you're missing it.
Yes.
It is pattern, not perfection.
Amen.
It is change over time. But God will complete the work that he has begun in you on the day when you are glorified and reach perfection. So if you have not accepted this free gift, we invite you to do that.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
This truth is what Jonah is based on.
Amen.
I appreciate you. Thank
yes.
you. I'm a jail chaplain alongside of my husband. My husband is Randy Hahn. He is the lead chaplain for Mecosta County Jail. And being his wife, I have found myself in his field of work.
I'm just gonna step right.
You're
over
good.
Here.
You're done. I'm done. Okay. I didn't wanna. I have a funny thing about, you know, I don't wanna be unbiblical. So anyway, my husband began as a jail chaplain in about 2017. It was shortly after we were saved, actually. And as he worked in there, he realized he was seeing the same people again and again and again in Mecosta County Jail. Did you know that over 1,800 people per year are located in Mecosta County Jail? Every year, 1,800 people come in. Our recidivism rate is 75%. One-third of that 75% is due to probation violations. The majority of the people that are in the jail are dealing with childhood sexual trauma.
Amen.
That has manifested in drug abuse and drug misuse, anger, pornography, things that some of us in this room have struggled with.
Amen.
We just haven't been caught. So, these men and women are in this jail. God, in His grace, has set them aside. The way that Jonah Foundation got its name is because the inmates in the jail call it the belly of the whale.
Amen.
And we have had the privilege, as part of Reach the Forgotten Jail Ministry, to minister to these individuals and give them the good news, which I just shared with you. And we have seen God transform them from the inside out.
Amen.
But we have also seen them get picked up at 6 a.m. by their dealers, by the community that sent them there in the first place. We had one kid get out of jail and his mother came to pick him up. That seems nice. Except when he got in the car, she threw a full rig of heroin in his lap and said, I know you've been missing that. And she was missing her drug buddy. Our heart breaks because we share the good news and we see them receive Christ, and then there's no community to receive them.
Amen.
And so that is the burden of Jonah Foundation. We just recently came out with our tagline, Recreated for Purpose. You were saved for a purpose. Did you know that? You were saved for good works planned long ago. And so that is what we want to connect with these men. We want to disciple them. I want to paint you a picture. I want you to think about six men in a house with a house manager. And we're going to provide five basic pillars of services that we're going to give to them. So this is why Jonah Foundation has been created. Jonah Foundation has been established to disciple, advocate, and minister to men who wish to be productive citizens. They're going to be required to live by biblical principles, and they're going to be holding one another accountable. So, what are our five main services? Well, the first is to provide a sober living environment.
Amen.
Six guys in a house holding each other accountable. And I realize that we're going to deal with a little bit of what we call NIMBYism, which is not in my backyard-ism. And the only thing I got to say is, do you drug test your neighbors? Because we do. So if we are God's house, if we keep our courage and remain confident in our hope in Christ, we will be God's house. And so these men will live together and hold each other up. They get to walk out the gospel every single day together.
Amen.
They will have community meetings where they can bring up concerns for each other and concerns of themselves. And so they live together and grow together in Christ. The next thing that we will be doing is exhorting inner man transformation. So I'm a biblical counselor. Sorry, I'm a little tired because I was in counseling for hours this morning through the afternoon. But we have taken on ACBC biblical counseling training. So it's an accredited, like it's what is recognized, the Association of Biblical Counselors. We believe that without the inner man transformation from the Holy Spirit, we cannot expect lasting change.
Amen.
You can get the good news, but you have to surrender your heart and have it surgically dealt with by the Lord in the Word of God, right?
Amen.
And so that is an incredibly important service that we're offering. Each man will receive a personal biblical counselor. He gets homework. He has to go through all the things, right?
Amen.
And so that's really important. We've got to attack the root in order for the fruit to show.
Amen.
So that's inner man transformation. The other service that we will be providing is engaging meaningful employment. If you're a second chance employer or you own your own business and want to be part of this work, please let me know. There's like major benefits from the government. Like they'll pay for the first 1,000 hours of training for an employee if you take on second chance employment.
Amen.
So we are working to create a network of employers who are felon friendly. A lot of these guys don't have the skill set needed in order to live out productive citizen lives, right?
Amen.
They've been running and gunning, or they've been dealing with their own trauma and things in a poor way. So we want to connect them with meaningful employment, help them connect to their purpose. And so that is what they will be working on. The other service that we have is establishing fruitful fellowship. I love Connect Church. I mean, I really do. He has such a special place in my heart. If you have a Bible study, or I don't know, maybe you might start a Celebrate Recovery or something someday, and you wouldn't mind having our boys over with you, our men, we would love to send them your way. Here's what makes Jonah so different from other models. By connecting inside of churches, these men, once they are rehabilitated, once they leave this program, this is a 1 to 2 year residential program. This is not a halfway house or a flop house. This is a 1 to 2 year deal. So when they leave, they don't have to create new community. You're their community.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, come on, right? So we've been working with a group called the Fletcher Group. And the Fletcher Group is specifically, they design rural recovery ecosystems. I mean, this is like perfect for us, right? So this isn't just stuff that we're coming off the top of our heads. We actually are receiving tens of thousands of dollars of free consulting from Fletcher Group. It was started by the former governor of Kentucky, Dr. Ernie Fletcher. And they have done an amazing job of putting together best practices. And we're taking that model and we are going biblical with it.
Amen.
Because we know that Christ is the one who changes hearts. Sure. And that is where we find that abundant life he promises. So, if you have a Bible study, or maybe you want to become a brotherly advocate, maybe you have a history of dealing with substance use issues, not that all of our men will. Some of them are going to come in because they're angry.
Amen.
Some of them are going to come in because they have certain addictions that are not of the substance type, right? So, if you have a history in this, or if you're you would be someone who could become a peer sobriety coach or just a peer mentor, or maybe you're mature in the Lord and you want to come alongside of one of these men and speak life into them, I'm very interested in meeting your acquaintance. The other and final item is probation navigation. A third of that recidivism is due to probation violations.
Amen.
The way that we got to figure out that God wanted us to do this is we received this burden as we were working in the jail, and then we prayed about it, and literally 2 weeks later we found ourselves with a young man living in our house. And it was amazing. He lived with us for a year. He had just come out of jail. We actually had ministered to him in the jail. And we just watched this young man just change. And then we did it again for another individual. Both of these men have spent the most time they have ever spent out of jail. Out of jail.
Amen.
Amen.
They're not living perfectly, I'm going to be honest with you. But they are doing much better than they were.
Amen.
One of them, we're a little, you know, we pray for them. And sometimes you don't know how things are going to work out. But we do know that with nothing, we can't expect to win this war. We are at a war with darkness, y'all. Like, there's
Amen.
Like major things going on. I mean, fentanyl has completely changed the landscape.
Yes,
and the abuses are not getting any smaller. And so this is our way of stepping in. So we're helping these individuals also navigate their probation. When we had our first young man live with us, I mean, I'm not trying to brag. I got like a college education. And I had to put an Excel sheet together because I could not keep track of where he was supposed to be when he was supposed to be there, so he didn't end up back in jail. Like, it was just, it was a trap, like, all the way around.
Amen.
And so we had to drive him to everything and do all these things with him, and we got to have really good conversations in the car. And, like, really, it's amazing because you don't expect to be, you know, on your way to Reed City and someone's just going to, like, open up, but they do. As you're a constant presence in their life, you actually get to do root help change for them.
Right.
You get to speak the truth of the Lord and the Bible to them and just help them understand the world and their role in it and where God is in all of it. And so these are things that you could personally get involved in if you wanted to. I totally invite you to do that. Please pray about it. So what do we got on our next slide? You can't see this very well, but these are outcomes. One of the things that I know is near and dear to Pastor Mark Grab's heart is homelessness. This shows that intake, a 29% of people that were served by Fletcher Group, these are their statistics, and a drop of 62% in homelessness after they went through a one-year program.
Amen.
So people are able to establish permanent homes. The employment went up 89% among those. The opioid use plummeted 96%.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, this is without the Holy Spirit. So can you imagine what's going to happen in Jonah? I'm getting stoked. I'm getting so excited about it. I can't hardly stand it. And God has been moving. There is so much going on in this little town regarding just substance use and our sheriff's department. We are endorsed by the Mecosta County Sheriff's Department. We received that endorsement. They are super excited. They're bringing a lot of great things into the jail for us to minister with. And it's just, there is something going on. God is on the move in Big Rapids. I'm just telling you. I cannot believe it. Like, we've got partners with Ferris State through the Central Michigan Education Recovery Network. And their entire staff is very excited about this. And we are getting connections with community helps and things like 1016 and other places where we can connect and have additional support and help for our men. And wow. Now we're just coming alongside of them. It's literally the gap that has not been stood in. So I believe that our statistics will be better, but I don't want to boast, and I certainly don't want to presume, because God is the one who's going to be doing the work. So, but that's where my hope is. On the next slide, this is just for people who like to talk about money. I don't really like to talk about money, but there's a massive amount of savings that we stand to gain in just the amount that is taken out of our community funding alone to support these guys, their families, their children, and all of the fallout that happens from their lifestyles. Literally, if Jonah is 0.7% successful, that's our break even on a dollar donated, right? So we are anticipating, we were really, really just conservative in our estimate. So let's say even whereas Fletcher Group had, like, I think that was 86% success rate. Let's say Jonah has 60%, right? $77.77 is what $1 becomes worth. So it is a great savings for the community, and it's a way for us to give back. So here comes the invitation. If you've ever said a prayer for a family member who's been lost and you wish they had a place to go, I'm not saying this is the answer to that prayer. I'm just saying this is an answer. If you have ever wanted to have a meaningful impact in someone's life, and you want to do it kind of on your own time, or you have a desire to be part of ministry, I know that Connect Church is really made up of lots of other churches that are hungry for ministry work. I've kind of picked up on that. So if you want to be involved, you are welcome. And please come see me. At the back where you came in, I have an information table set up where you can pick up pamphlets, you can pick up, like, descriptions of various volunteer opportunities and things. If you have a property, we're still looking for a house. Right now we're doing a capital campaign to raise funds for a house. Personally, I'm under the belief that God has a house set aside for this project.
Amen.
I believe it. So if you have a property that you would like to be considered, we'll go talk to your township and find out if we can settle in. And I would just be so blessed if you would let me know, right? So we're just... Like I was telling Heather, I said, I've never experienced pregnancy, but I think we're in the seventh month or seven and a half months here. Starting to get a little uncomfortable, I hear, and it's coming soon. So please be part of this. This is the time where we've been praying for the workers and the harvesters because the fields are ripe. And so now I'm just out here basically doing the tabernacle talk and saying, please bring your resources together. This is the banner. This is an ecumenical ministry, and we would love for you to be a part of it. We have some other places that are already involved. We've got lots of boots on the ground opportunities. We can flip past these as we've kind of mentioned them. Connect Church, if you want to be part of this, you can see some of our already partners here. We would love to put Connect Church right there under Reach the Forgotten Ministry. So, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for the blessing of worshiping with you. I just really appreciate it. Thank you.
Amen.
Hey, Solomon, can I have you come on up here, buddy, to play the piano or something? I just feel like that's a lot.
Oh, sorry.
No. No, a lot good.
Oh, okay.
No, don't take it that way. No, that was good, man. That's good. You know why? Because it's mobilizing the church.
Amen.
My heart breaks for the lost. My heart breaks for those who can't find a way out.
Amen.
You know, I used to be one of those guys. You know, and back in my day, we didn't have somebody that was going to do ministry like that. I went to a place and I was seeking help, trying to get off the street, trying to get out being homeless, and trying to get off the drugs. And I went in and I went into this organization and they said, we can't help you. But now, there's collaboration between churches
Amen.
And the community. That's the other side of my heart for the church, is that we come together as a body of Christ. It ain't competition. When I came in, my wife and I came and we parachuted in this community to plant this church. I didn't come here just to plant the church. I came here to be the church.
Amen.
You know, a lot of people ask me, well, why do you got to be in everything? Well, number one, I got way too much energy to be sitting down. And it's my heart. Is it stressful? Is it frustrating? Sure it is. But at the end of the day, there's somebody out there that may need a smile or even a handshake, and sometimes just a hug. That's one thing that I'd love to do. And I don't care who you are, I don't care how long you've been down in the dirt, it doesn't matter, because God will take you, pick you up, dust you off, shape you and mold you for the rest of your life if you let him.
Amen.
It's all about your heart, brothers and sisters. Where is your heart? We're going to have Jonah back here. We'll have Randy and Amanda Hahn as they get going. And I can't wait to have the guys in church. Sometimes we have guys in church. Amen. Ain't that right, brother? He's like, don't you dare. But I'm going to tell you what, man. It's not about us, and it's not about the four walls of the church. It's about the people that are lost and that are hurting. So it's time for us to multiply. It's time for us to make disciples. And know that running short, I don't need to preach, because I've had church, I'm telling you, multiple times this evening. But I will tell you this. The 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus appointed for them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Well, Jesus came and spoke to them. This is after his resurrection. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go. Go. Therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always.
Amen.
Even to the end of the age. No matter how ugly it gets, he is always with you.
That's right.
Over this past week, I've been hearing a lot of people asking hard questions, and it's okay, and I understand that you need to understand we don't always have the answers either.
Amen.
There's mysteries of God that the church will never be able to interpret, but you got to know that you have a God that loved you so much that he sacrificed his only begotten Son.
Amen.
And every time I go into a pity party, I look at the crucifixion and I just sob and I bawl, shame on me.
Amen.
Because you will never go through what Jesus Christ went through.
Amen.
So he does know what you're going through. He knows how hard it is. And nowhere in the Bible does he say it's going to be easy.
Amen.
Because Jesus in the Gospel of John said, in this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I've overcome the world. I give this one to you all the time. Because I think we forget about that. How can you forget? In this world you will have trouble. Just because you become a Christian doesn't mean you're going to walk through with flowers and sunshine every day. There is going to be darkness.
Amen.
There is going to be enemy. There is going to be pain. There is going to be hurt. But Jesus is the one true God who can bring you through it.
Amen.
If you remain in him, he will remain in you. The vine and the branch in the Gospel of John chapter 15. Go home and read it. Know it. Learn it. Church, I want to see this church explode. Okay? Why? Because we're on a mission.
Amen.
We're on a mission for the lost. Yeah, we took another location. You know why we took another location downtown? I can't do ministry here, but Jesus Christ said, well, we're going to do ministry over here. Do you think we had pushback in the community? Absolutely. Why? Because the devil don't want me there. Guess what? Too bad. Jesus Christ is coming to a town near you, right downtown in 114 North Michigan.
Amen.
Come on. I'll close with this, and I'll bring Michaela up, and they're going to close us in song, if that's okay. Could you guys handle a couple more songs?
Yeah.
Could you? Okay. All right. So last week, as I close up, you know, we were talking about changing the culture and talking about culture. What's the definition of that? It's a concept that encompasses the social behavior, institution, and norms found in human society. See, culture also means the accumulated customs, techniques, learning of a particular social group, which is A, learned, rather than A, innate or genetic, and is repetitively passed on from the older members of the group to the new ones. So what you see in your community, what you see in your churches, the culture has sometimes just gets passed on down. And see, the problem with that is there's no change, and we become stagnant, and we become complacent, and we become comfortable. This is my church, and this is the way I want it, and that's how it's going to be. That's not what I say. That's not what Jesus said.
Amen.
Because he told me to go. So if we look at a cultural change or repositioning, this is the reconstruction of a culture concept of a society. Cultures are internally affected by both forces, encouraging change and forces resisting change. See, faith is the foundation and the contents of God's message. Hope is the attitude and focus. But you know what? Love is the action.
Amen.
Can you get rid of yourself and move yourself out of the way for a minute to love somebody else? And that's the hard part. Let's face it. There are many personalities. Every person has a different personality. And not all those personalities are going to click with one another.
Amen.
But at the end of the day, brothers and sisters, your family. Get to know the people you're sitting around. Shake their hand. This is family. Don't just walk in here and think that nobody cares, because we care. So my question to you is, you've seen what God is doing through Jonah Foundation. I can't wait. I can't wait. And there's such a need, not just in this community, but across the globe. And we need to be praying for our country as well as others, but we need to be praying for our country too.
Amen.
We have a mission field right outside the doors of this church. Father, I come to you in prayer, and I just want to thank you for the opportunity to be here this evening with you. I want to thank you that you gave us the opportunity to share different ways of ministering. Lord, we pray over the National Day of Prayer. We pray that you bring people to the courthouse. We pray and ask that you bring people to the downtown Community Connect building and National Day of Prayer. Father, I pray and ask that you continue to lead, guide, and direct the path of this church, because you sent us here to mobilize the church. So, Father, I just pray that we listen when it comes to multiplication and discipleship, that how important these things are. Because if we're not disciple-making machines, then we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. So, Father, I pray for your leading, your guiding, and your direction. I thank you for everything you do. It's in the name of Jesus Christ we pray these things. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming out.